I want to hear that.
Welcome back to your Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. It is Monday night, 7:30 p.m., and you are listening to Ileana Nomaki-Corpheus. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's been a while since you've last heard my voice, and therefore, I'm going to have to give you a really good show. So I decided to focus today's show on the unknown perspective, kind of give you a different grasp on ideas that maybe we thought were perfected in our mind, but maybe we don't know as much as we thought about it. So we're going to get a day in the life as a firefighter. We're going to talk to some Upper Arlington students who give us their perspective on spring break since we are around that area. And we are also going to take a different route about spring and talk about Nicole Jackson's new findings and how even though spring hasn't seemed like it's been around, it really has, and nature can tell us that. So please stay with us. This show is going to be a good one. I'm telling you, you don't want to leave. You are listening to your Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS.
I want to hear that.
Next, we have Hannah Panos. Panos? Sorry if I'm saying that wrong. I do not have an audio of it. But she is a student at Upper Arlington High School who gave us a really great segment, a really great piece about spring break. So a lot of students from college are just getting back, but there are still several youth out there that are about to partake in new adventures. So let's hear what she has to say. Again, Hannah Panos from Upper Arlington High School. Take it away. This is Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS.
Whether your coach has planned practices or your team has a tournament, you may not be able to fully enjoy your spring break. Many Upper Arlington High School sports have practices and games during spring break. Some mixed emotions come with this commitment. Some kids may be happy about their sports and others may not. If your family plans on going on a fun vacation and you find out your team has events during that time, either your family or you won't be able to participate in the vacation. Or maybe your family plans their vacation around the events, but it turns out you don't make the team. Then what? There are many negatives to spring break sporting events, but there are also some positives. Maybe your family isn't planning on going anywhere for vacation, and you always get bored during break because friends are gone. Now that you have a sports event, you have something to look forward to, and you get to hang out with your whole team. Or maybe you've been training and looking forward to this game the whole year, and the break gives you the great opportunity to rest before it. In my personal opinion, I enjoy having games over spring break. My family and I plan our vacation around the tournament, which is usually at the end of the break, and we make sure I am back in time for the tournament. In past years, our tournaments have been in places like Georgia, Chicago, and Pennsylvania. So even though we have to leave vacation early, we still get to go to another state. Although there can be some positives and negatives of spring break sporting events, they keep the spring athletes in shape and ready to go for their upcoming season.
That was a great segment, Hannah. Seriously, good job. It's really unbelievable what these high school students have in them. I've gone to the school several times. I've seen the improvements from day one to now on how they record radio. And Hannah had a beautiful voice there, beautiful radio voice, like I do myself. And she did great at projecting the essence of spring break at Upper Arlington High School. So, speaking of spring, let's transition into a new perspective around it.
Shailish Riley is another Upper Arlington student that gave us a great segment, a great piece about spring break and maybe a different route that you can take. She's going to talk about a Mexico mission trip, and I found it to be pretty interesting. I hope you guys feel the same. Let's go ahead and play her piece. Again, this is Youth Be Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. Let me know what you think, please. Youthbeat.osu.edu or sign in on Facebook. Like us. Thanks. Take it away, Shailish.
As many people around Columbus start shopping for their new bathing suits and looking at deals for beachside vacations, another smaller group of Ohioans have been shopping for long underwear and rain suits to prepare for their spring breaks. I'm talking about the First Community Church Mexico mission trip, of course. This local church community, myself included, has spent the past few months preparing for this trip of a lifetime to Tecate, Mexico. There in Tecate, we will build houses for locals by day and sleep in tents by night. The trip is comprised mostly of high school students like myself from high schools all around Columbus. However, the group also reaches to include college and adult leaders. According to the church website, fccchurch.com/Mexico, the church has been working with Amor Ministries for 16 years now, so they pretty much got this thing down by now. They have built 186 houses in total. That's right, there are 186 families which have been given a home to live because of this program. Sadly though, there are still plenty more people in Tecate, Mexico in need of shelter. I think simply the idea of there being people out there who are that desperate for just a shelter to live in should be enough inspiration to get people up for this trip. I know it was for me. While the trip itself is a whopping $1,100, the group raises money all year long through Meals for a Mission fundraisers and the famous Mexico Mission Trip Pasta Dinner. This pasta dinner survives by the participants themselves selling tickets to family and friends and preparing and serving the pasta at the actual event. This year, the pasta dinner fell on February 19th. The group sold so many meals this year that by the end of the night, they had run out of food. Luckily, the people who purchased the tickets ahead of time had already picked up their pre-ordered food, but they did have to go on to rations for the rest of the night. The church also provides sponsor with love cards to the participants where they can ask for donations from family and friends to help them pay the costs themselves. So if you want to get involved with this trip, don't worry. There's a way, even if you don't have the funds to pay for it. So despite the struggles with raising the money for this trip, the erratic weather, and even the lack of showering for a week, each year a handful of participants struggle to group up the money and the time off work to pack up their sleeping bags and long underwear for a chance to build homes in Tecate, Mexico. Hopefully just listening to this inspires you to go do the same, or at least help out in your own communities, because Tecate, Mexico isn't the only place in need. For ideas on how to help, you can go to fccchurch.com. They have many possibilities to serve in our community. For WARL, I'm Shay Riley, and I hope you really liked my little talk.
Great way to spend your spring break, giving back to others. Well, yeah, some might want to soak up the sun. I mean, you kind of can do the same thing, but also by helping other people. So that was a great piece, Shay, and you and Hannah did a fantastic job, again, from Upper Arlington High School, a group that works with Youth Beat Radio. And, you know, you can do it too. So just go to youthbeat.osu.edu. Look us up on Facebook, go to our website, WCRS, and please keep in touch with us. We love to hear you. We love to see who wants to be a part of our show. We're up for anything. So, again, get back with us. And on that note, let's take a different route to spring break on WCRS, Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower, with none other than me, Ileana Nomaki Corpheus.
waves with Walking on Sunshine. I had to play it because guess what? It is spring, finally, and sunshine has just started to lurk around the clouds. And I am tired of snow. I am tired of rain. I'm sure we'll see more of that one, but at least now we're getting a little bit of sunlight. You know, one thing is that even though we haven't realized it's been spring because temperature, weather, flowers, nothing is blooming, nothing is really showing, animals and other things in our environment have recognized that spring has been in session. So Nicole Jackson, Youth Beat producer, has given us some really awesome facts about spring, the different animals, birds, flowers, all kinds of really cool things that I'm glad that I know now. But she could not be here with us today, so let me teach you these really cool facts. Sorry if I sound like I'm reading them, but I'm really going to try to make this sound very interesting for you. So, blooming, molting, migration, and breeding are all signs of lengthening of the days. For example, the nose-wrinkling aroma of skunk cabbage and the gravity-defying swoops and calls of a male woodcock showing off for his mate are all signs of this. American robins are no longer accurate indicators of spring. They actually spend the entire winter feeding on fruits such as crabapples and hawthorn berries. But other birds still migrate and return in the spring, making them better indicators of it. They include killdeer, tree swallows, and eastern meadowlarks. I personally would like to know where they get these hawthorn berries and crabapples under the snow in the winter. Since they spend the entire winter feeding on those, where do you get them? And bring me some, please and thank you. Alright, back on track. Not only are animals affected by warmer temperatures, but plants are as well. Springtime, of course, we have to talk about plants. So, when nature awakes from their long winter slumber, they welcome back life again in the form of, nonetheless, colorful flowers. For example, gardeners looking for early season flowers might see snowdrops, which appear as early as January. Makes sense. Snowdrops in the winter. I bet they're white. And they are. There are 75 species and varieties, and they are all white. Only two are commonly cultivated, and one is known as the garden snowdrop. The flower looks like three drops of milk hanging from a stem. This accounts for the Latin name Galanthus, which means milk white flowers. That's really cool. Something to look up, you guys. Milk white flowers, garden snowdrops. New leaves and flowers begin to sprout on trees, bringing beauty and fragrance all around. And not so pleasant sign of spring is crabgrass. Crabgrass can be tackled with pre-emergent weed killer. So a few more common spring flowers to look out for while you're prepared for the fresh new season are apple blossom, which is Arkansas state flower. Those are really pretty, actually. This is considered one of the most aromatic flower species. I hope I said that word right. I'm a radio host and a journalist, so I should probably know that word. Bird of paradise is a flower that resembles a vivid-colored flying bird, hence the name bird of paradise. The uncommon shapes and attractive colors make it popular in landscaping. Gardenia is a flower that has the most elegant look, thanks to its aromatic creamy white blooms and lustrous deep green foliage. Apart from being the cut flower, it's also utilized in screens, hedges, borders, or ground coverings. Three more flowers, guys. Hang with me. These are really cool. Nicole spent a lot of time looking these up. We gotta talk about it. Lily of the Valley. It's a valued garden plant and planted mainly for its fragrant blooms. In the language of flowers, Lily of the Valley means return of happiness. Everyone should be happy, side note. So Lily of the Valley is definitely a plant that should be planted in everybody's garden because that says happiness. Rose, that's my granny's favorite flower, symbolizes love and appreciation and is by far the most popular flower in the world. It is also the most admired and remindful of all flowers. That is why I'm sure the rose is a big symbolism of Valentine's Day, because you're showing your love and your appreciation for someone. And the color red means love too, right? It's cute. No anger there. Tulip. Available in an abundance of colors, sizes, forms, and height, this flower occupies third place in the world of famous flowers. So there you have it, you guys. We have the rose, the lily, the tulip. gardenia, all of these different kinds of flowers, all of these different kinds of birds that we've talked about, and so many indicators of spring. So though sometimes it may seem like spring is hiding out and winter is still lingering, don't you worry. Spring is still there, just likes to play hide and seek. Don't give up hope. Be happy. Be happy. Okay, on that note, let's listen to some music. You are listening to your Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. So I know it's not September, and that song does not seem very relevant, but here is my thought process. We did just talk about spring, that is very, very earthy, and wind just kind of goes in there somewhere, and now we're about to talk about firefighting, and kind of put ourselves in the shoes of a firefighter. So a day in the life, how is it, what's it going to be like? Earth, Wind & Fire was a band we just listened to, and that is why I played it, because boom, 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 transition. You're welcome. So now, let's take a second and talk to some awesome firefighters. This is John Kite. He's from Fire Station 10 in Columbus, Ohio, and he's going to tell us what it's like to be a firefighter. Here he is, guys. Enjoy, please. Thank you. You are listening to Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower, WCRS. Don't forget it. This is Liliana Numaki-Corpius. Take it away, Kiki.
The start of the day, we have roll call, and then we go out and put our gear on the truck, check the truck, and after that, we clean the firehouse, and if there's training that needs to be done, we do that training. Once all that's done, we're fairly free to do what we want within reason. and we, you know, we stay in the firehouse. If we have to go out, we go out, and that's pretty much it. After that point, that's when, you know, we start watching TV and stuff. Other guys will do crossword puzzles or, you know, talk.
I was in charge on that one. That one went smooth. Yeah.
Earth. No one was done. Come get it.
Big part of the day is eating and cooking. We usually have a main lunch and a dinner, and we might help and whatnot, but there's one designated cook.
Engine 10, medic 10, vehicle accident. Respond on 9 EMS.
When the alarms go off, we go do what we do. We don't watch the last bit of the TV show that we're watching. We don't finish crossword. You don't finish the meal. You just get up and you go. Now, you may not see a lot of us, like, getting up and running, but there you drop what you're doing and you go.
Just gonna try it for a minute. We're gonna take care of you right now.
I think that's probably the biggest misconception is people come in and see us do things and they're like, oh, these guys aren't doing their job. I mean, our job is to be here. You know, we're here for 24 hours and we're away from our family and it never stops. You know, we're here for holidays. We're here during the summer. We're here all the time. Yeah, we get a lot of time off, but when we're here, that's what we are doing. We're providing our time. They gave us the training. We have the willingness to do what we do. And, you know, we live here. We've been able to lay my head down in this firehouse the first time, you know, 15 years ago was a big deal to me. And I've been very proud of that ever since.
Okay, so a day in the life of a firefighter is not all what everyone thought it was, now was it? I don't think so. Chuck and Larry is a movie that a lot of people refer to firefighting as, but when I walked into the fire station my first day and said, "Is this a lot like Chuck and Larry?" You know what? Everyone laughed at me, and I was pretty much made fun of the rest of the time. But come on, they love me. Fire Station 10, shout out. You're welcome. You are listening to Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower, WCRS.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Well, that's it for tonight, you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Please come back next Monday, 7:30 p.m. on the dot. It will be either me or Nishant. Who knows? Just tune in and it will be a surprise for all of us. I hope that you got a little bit of a new awakening with the unknown perspective tonight and maybe know a little bit more about things that weren't quite figured out in your mind. Or maybe it was. Maybe you're a genius. Maybe it was just me that needed to be awakened. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to sign off. This is your Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. It has been lovely. Have a great night. And remember, youthbeat.osu.edu. That's where to find us. Talk to you next week.
Online at youthbeat.osu.edu and mail us at youthbeat@osu.edu. So don't forget, this has been Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS.
Youth Beat Radio is produced by youth from Central Ohio High Schools, youth groups, and universities. The show is supported by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The ideas expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors.